President Bush declares war on Yankees after pitcher flies plane into building. The 11th of October, 2006. This is Severian for Unnews. New York, New York. On the Upper East Side of Manhattan, U.S. President George Bush declared war on the New York Yankees today, vowing to take revenge against the evil empire for pitcher Corey Little's shocking suicide attack on a 50-story city skyscraper. The baseball player commandeered a Cirrus SR-20 aircraft and plowed it into the high-rise apartment building on 72nd Street in New York's East Side. NORAD scrambled fighter jets and deployed them around major stadiums around the country to keep an eye out for other rogue players. Airports are reviewing security procedures, and officials at New Jersey's Teterboro are working to determine how Little was able to get on board. The shocking terrorist act killed one innocent person, and Bush has vowed to send, quote, wave after wave of soldiers, unquote, into a yet unannounced country to avenge his death. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is already drawing up plans to strike the heart of Little's evil network, Yankee Stadium itself. In an emergency session and a rare sign of bipartisanship, Congress threw its support behind the president and approved $11 billion for the war effort. CIA officials say preliminary evidence suggests that Yankee leader Osama Jotore masterminded the attack. Experts say he found a safe haven in Yankee Stadium under the rule of Mullah Mohammed Steinbrenner. Critics are already assailing the administration for not doing more to prevent the attack. Days before, after the Yankees lost a critical game to the Northern Alliance of Detroit, the CIA filed a security briefing entitled Osama Jotore, Determined to Strike Inside the United States. Democrats say the Republican White House sat on this report and did nothing. Standing on the debris-filled street below the damaged apartment building, President Bush declared that America will stay strong and rebuild. Quote, we must remember the lessons of 10/11 and never let this happen again. That's why I've signed a presidential order to wiretap everyone's phones. It's in the national interest. Unquote, the commander-in-chief declared. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has already flown to neighboring Shea Stadium to gain regional support in fighting the Yankees. Quote, cooperation for defense is going to be crucial in this conflict, unquote, she explained. This has been Severian for Unnews.